become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Rumpus Room, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus. Go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure.
Starship Enterprise RC ITR 101.9 FM with your hosts, Rob and Chint.
Alright everyone, hello and welcome to the Soulship Enterprise. I'm Rob here with Chris and a special guest, Ori Navarez.
Ori.
How's everyone doing today?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks, Rob, for inviting me.
Yeah, it's a nice, beautiful, chilly Saturday in Vancouver, BC. And we're here hanging out up on UBC campus, going to play some music, good tunes. You just heard the Delphonics with Ready or Not, Here I Come. Iconic song. I was looking up some info on it, and that song has been sampled over 50 times and covered like a bunch of times too. So anyway, cool song. So we've got all three of us are bringing some music in today, so we've got lots of cool different stuff. I'm gonna play for you some Prince off of his first album, Dirty Mind. This one's called Head. Enjoy.
Ooh, nice.
You're
You just heard Prince on CITR 101.9, the Soul Ship Enterprise. I'm Rob, joined here with Ori and Chris.
Shalom.
How are you guys doing today?
Good. I don't know.
It's pretty good. You studying today, Chris?
Tried to.
Yeah. That's as we all do. So we just have music. Lots of cool R&B, funk, soul, whatever. This next song... is some Amy Winehouse. You just heard Prince off his first album. I recently just got his entire discography, which is, he has like 45 studio albums. He's like one of the most prolific recording artists ever. Wow. And 45 albums. And obviously not all of them are really good, but a lot of them are. And it's crazy if you look at like the production credits, the personnel on his earlier albums, it's literally just Prince. Like, he produces, writes, engineers, mixes, and then also, like, plays all the instruments. So on that song, he was playing drums, bass, guitar, and synths, and singing. So, true artist. Prince. Yeah. So, pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
You could say that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, I guess.
So, we've got another pretty cool song coming up right here. This is Amy Winehouse with Some Unholy War. And of course, it wouldn't be cool enough just to play the normal one, so I have an alternate version off the deluxe Back to Black album. So it's really cool. Kind of acoustic, a little bit different. So anyway, for your olfactory enjoyment...
With strength he didn't know it's you. I
Okay, so we're back. You just heard some Amy Winehouse with the acoustic alternate version of Some Unholy War. Just at home before we came here for the show, I played some Amy Winehouse for my mother, and she was blown away because she couldn't believe that, like, I guess the only song she'd ever heard by her was Rehab.
Yeah, that's something that I hate about, like, Amy Winehouse's legacy, that, like, everyone kind of thinks of her with that.
Yeah, with that in mind.
Stupid song, like.
But also, I don't know, it's crazy how near the end of her life she had, like, such a rapid decline. Like, I was reading about how, like, the last leg of the touring that she ever did, she was, like, way too wasted to perform, and she was, like, swearing at the fans, and they had to cancel the shows, and, like, people were leaving.
Yeah, I remember we watched a video together on that.
Yeah, yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. So, I mean, really troubled character, and this song actually was about her husband, who was, like, in jail at the time. So some unholy war, I guess that's referring to his trial and stuff, but I think he murdered someone.
Oh.
Or something. Mm. Of the pleasant. Sort, something, yeah, very extreme and unpleasant. But yeah, again, like, tragic loss. I mean, she's totally. Such an amazing voice, amazing production on that album too. Mark Ronson was the producer. So slightly different song coming at you with some good old fashioned CanCon. This is the Soul Jazz Orchestra, so a little Afrobeat, and this is an awesome song called Agbara. And the Soul Jazz Orchestra is a band from Ottawa. I think a couple members are originally from Ethiopia or thereabouts. And I saw them play in Montreal last year. Awesome band. We covered one of their songs actually once, The Lotus Flower. That was them.
Oh, that's fun. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Ori and I play in a band together. So anyway, listen to this and enjoy Soul Jazz Orchestra. Ha!
Studying abroad looks great on your resume and opens doors for exciting career paths. Don't miss the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Wednesday, February 26th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Vancouver Convention Center, East Ballroom. Admission is free. Come early at 2 p.m. to listen to our guest seminar on how to access over $100 million worth of scholarships for your studies. Check the website on studyandgoabroad.com.
Okay, so you just heard some of the Soul Jazz Orchestra with Ann Gabara off of their album Manifesto. Like I mentioned earlier, I saw them in Montreal at the mighty Le Belmont, which is a funny venue just because they almost always play like house music and have dance artists. And one day I just was walking down the street and I saw a poster, Soul Jazz Orchestra, $10. I was like, oh my God, these guys are amazing. And funny story that I actually just remembered is, you know, Anouk, right? Our friend Anouk. She was a bit too turnt at the time. And we were right in the front row because it's such a small place.
Getting
and
turnt
she
for
kept.
The Soul Jazz Orchestra.
Oh, man. Because it's such like it's such a good dancing music, you know? Like, no one, I don't know. It's really hard to find that kind of music live anywhere, really. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, but the Barry sax player, and he also does some singing, he had like a drink right at his feet, and she would periodically just like take it and take sips from it. And at first, like, I don't know, at first the guy would just kind of be laughing while he was playing, right? Because it's just like, whatever, it's a cute girl or whatever, right? Cute girl, not a big deal. But then eventually he started, like, it kept happening and he started getting annoyed, and he like during one of the songs, he just like stopped playing, picked it up, and just walked to the back and put it on an amp. And I was like, oh my God, I feel bad for that guy, because I mean, they probably get like one or two drinks, but they played 3 1-hour sets. Like,
oh,
that's
wow.
Working man's band. So
it's anyway. Pretty high energy stuff as well.
Yeah, like I was exhausted just like even listening to it and just dancing to it. Man, these guys are like giving it. And,
their lips must be like.
I don't know how, like, you know, like, John and Dex are bitching after like playing for 20 minutes. the horn players that we are friends with, but anyhow, we're gonna send the reins over to Ori. He's gonna play some awesome music for you. What are you playing right now?
All right, I thought. Since I am a bassist at heart, I bring a solid selection of a few of my favorite artists and people I look up to.
Awesome.
So to start off, maybe we'll bring it down a notch with Esperanza Spalding.
Yeah, and you saw her live, right?
That's true, yeah. Year. She came for the 2013 International Jazz Festival.
Nice. Great festival.
Back in June. It was amazing. I'd only listened to her Chamber Music Society album before.
Yeah.
But she was actually.
Which is what
touring.
The song's off, right?
Yeah. This one will be from off Chamber Music Society, but she was touring Radio Music Society.
Which is a rowdy, rowdy album. Very funky.
It brings up
upbeat.
The jazz and funk and that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Cool. Awesome. Okay.
But, here's one of my favorites from the album. It's called Wild is the Wind.
Okay. Wild is the Wind, Esperanza Spalding on CITR 101.9.
Let me fly away with you, for my love is like the wind. Wild is the wind. Thank you. give me more than one caress. Satisfy this hungriness for we're creatures of the wind and wild is the wind. Wild is the wind. You
Alright, so you just heard Wild Was the Wind by Esperanza Spalding. Originally made for 1957 film, Academy Award winning film, Wide Was Wind.
Wide is the Wind.
It was it was almost unfathomably.
I've heard of that movie before. It's been critically acclaimed.
Yeah, it's the sequel to Narrow Was the Wind.
Yeah.
Covered by many, actually.
Yeah, Nina Simone did a famous version, so did David Bowie. So Ori, what is coming up next? Tell us about this next song.
So this next song is a trio that consists of Stanley Clark, Marcus Miller, and Victor Wooten.
It's going to be filthy.
These are all very well-known bassists in the jazz world
right now. So is there anyone else in this band? It's just triple bass distraction?
There's three basses
okay.
and a backing track, which is a drum more or less a metronome. Okay.
So. All right, man. What's the song called?
This is Thunder. This is from their album Thunder that they collaborated together. They toured back in 2007, I believe.
You didn't see them, did you?
No, I missed them. They were in Vancouver, I believe. They did the River Rock.
Right on.
But yes, so here is a medley of nothing but bass.
Okay, perfect. Enjoy Thunder by the SMV Band on CITR 101.9.
Clock.
Okay, so you just heard the SMV trio laying down some bass destruction with thunder. That was crazy. We've got the room shaking here. We're trying to battle the Asian B-boys that are cranking whatever.
Got a bit of a dance competition next door.
Yeah, it's extremely loud. The whole sub is, like, I don't know, quaking in its boots. But anyway, that was awesome, Ari. Thank you. Enjoyed that. That was just some crazy bass improv. Stanley Clark, Marcus Miller, and Victor Wooten. What are you going to play next?
Next, I'll continue with Victor. That's that pretty dirty bass solo at near the end of the song that you heard.
Yeah.
But this is from his album Palmistry. It's called Cambo, and it's got a bit of a kind of African jive to it.
Have you heard of the Flecktones? Bella Fleck and the Flecktones?
Oh, no.
So, have you, Chris?
No.
So, Bella Fleck is like... Because Victor Wooten is known for being just, like, kind of crazy with the projects that he does. And, this is nuts. Like, a bass trio. But Bella Fleck is this amazing banjo player. Probably the best banjo player. And he has a band called Bella Fleck and the Flecktones with Victor Wooten on bass. And the drummer is his brother. Victor Wooten's brother.
Robert Wooten, I think I've heard of that before.
And he doesn't actually play drums. He plays on this weird synth guitar that he's like rigged up to be. To be honest, I think if they had a real drummer, they'd be way better. But it's interesting music. It's like fusion with like country influences and stuff. So really cool. But anyway, Victor Wooten.
Yeah. So this is Cambo.
Awesome. Okay. God bless the Queen.
Thank you. Not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge. Out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I walk the
line. All right, you're listening to CITR 101.9. Rob here with Chris and Ori on the Soulship Enterprise. You just heard Victor Wooten.
Cambo.
The Wu-Tang Clan.
Great tune.
awesome tune, actually. Very cool arrangement. Cooler than I expected. Because I've seen a lot of stuff of his, like, on YouTube and stuff, and it's mainly just, like, solo bass madness. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, His arrangements were really good. It was good songwriting. Like, it was more than I expected, so cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of play with the bass and drum kind of thing.
Yeah, lots of rhythm, on,
which
nice,
is great.
Tight rhythm playing. That's what we strive for. So what's up next, Chris? How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Up next we have Wolfpack with Mean Girls off of their 2012 album Volmich.
Nice, awesome band.
Yeah,
awesome. I actually saw they like reposted that video on their Facebook today with the caption. Like
his guitar
isn't plugged in, and he's not trying to hide or whatever. I guess that's a jab at the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, and also it's just like a hilarious music video where this guy's trying to plug in his guitar the whole time.
Classic band. All those guys play like every instrument too. It's obscene. Like I've seen, if you look at videos of their live shows, they just swap because they all can play drums and they can all play like guitar too keys.
Well, I guess they're like studio musicians, so they have to be like
they're session musicians, except for Big Dart, Joe Dart on the bass. So anyway, Wolfpack with Mean Girls.
Yep.
Thank you.
You just listened to Wolfpack with Mean Girls. Or whatever they were saying, but awesome band. Joe Dart, Woody Gatz, and Theo Katzman are the members of that band. I know them by memory because they're so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
What's next, Chris?
Yeah, next up we have Lettuce with Niak, and
Lettuce is a awesome band.
Yeah, they all met while attending Berklee College of Music, I think, in Boston. Yeah. And they're known for, like, really, really energetic live performances. And this is taken off a live performance from Tokyo.
Awesome. Yeah, very cool kind of jazz fusion-y funk stuff.
Yeah.
I just received a message from our friend Alex out in Montreal. So hello, Alex, if you're listening. Hope you enjoy this week's show, and we'll try to get some more jazz on there for you next week. He's a big jazz fan. So anyway, until then, jazz fusion, Lettuce.
God bless America.
talk.
Heard Lettuce on CITR 101.9. That was Nyak off of Live in Tokyo album. That was just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, so energetic and like
really awesome. I wish. Yeah, there need to be more bands playing that kind of stuff live. Like that's just the best music to go and just party and dance
to. Yeah, that would be like the funnest show.
Yeah, yeah.
So next up we have Long John Baldry.
That CanCon.
Yeah. Well, he's originally British, but he's a Canadian citizen. So
it counts.
And he resided in Vancouver until his death.
Yeah. So that's there you go. For those of you that are not aware, by the CRTC, all Canadian radio stations are mandated to have a certain amount of Canadian content played every hour, just percentage-wise. So believe it or not, we at CITR are a real radio station. It's kind of hard to believe sometimes that they let us clowns on the air, but we are a real radio station that has to follow real rules. So, anyway, this is actually really cool, kind of bluesy.
Yeah, Black Girl with Kathy McDonald.
All right, enjoy that, Black Girl.
Last night.
Okay, so that, I guess that concludes our show for today. We've gone a bit over because our man Casey is not here. He's on vacation, so we can play as long as we want. The next show is going to be at 9, I'm assuming. And until then, I've queued up some cool Esperanza tunes and some more jazz for you, Alex, in case you want to keep, or anyone else who wants to keep listening. Yeah, so anything else to say, guys?
Thanks to Ori for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much. That was really awesome. Yeah,
thanks a lot for having me. It was a lot of fun.
I'm sure you will be back someday, just like Arnold.
I'll be back.
Okay. Well, anyway, I hope everyone enjoys their Saturday nights. And from the crew of the Soulship Enterprise, we bid you good night.
Good night.
Live long and prosper.
What you gonna play now,
Bobby? I don't know, but whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
The Soulship Enterprise. Saturdays at 7 p.m. CITR 101.9.
City of roses, city of roses, city. strength can heal a thousand souls. Everyone you touch turns to gold. Many have tried, but you're the one whose noble touch has gently pried the sword from my heart.